Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Crystal Connor calling from Bristol, Tennessee.
Hey, Crystal. Welcome to the show. Tell me, what do you do there in Bristol?
I work for the United States Postal Service. I'm a mail carrier.
You are?
Oh.
Yes, I am.
You sound far too young and cheerful to be my traditional image of a postal carrier.
I hate that a lot.
Do you really?
Yes.
They're going to wear that out of you, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Do you read the postcards?
No, I try not to.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Crystal, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Crystal's topic?
No Pulitzer for you.
The news media has taken their share of lumps lately, the New York Times getting compared to the National Enquirer, the weekly apologies from MSNBC. It's hard out there for a journalist. Well, this week we read a story that proved the downward spiral is continuing. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of lousy journalism. Choose the true one. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play, Crystal?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hear first from Charlie Pierce.
Well, Peter, as you know, I only read Maxim for the record reviews. Anyway, the Lad Mag came a cropper this week when it was revealed that a writer had reviewed War Paint, the new album by the Black Crowes, without having heard the CD. Maxim editorial director James Kaminsky said, "I will be the last person to mince words. This is a mistake." But Black Crowes manager Peter Angelus was not mollified. Maxim, he said, was engaged in, quote, self-serving damage control. The review said that the Black Crowes sounded pretty much like they always sounded, quote, boozy, competent, and totally in debt to the Stones, the Allmans, and the Faces. Odds are that that was pretty accurate. But what's next? Photoshopping Eliza Dushku?
All right. From Maxim magazine reviewing a CD negatively without even having heard it, your next story of journalism that had Edward R. Murrow during 360s in his grave comes from Paula Poundstone.
A scathing review of a recent Fiddler on the Roof production in the Burbank Mirror has outraged many in the community, including director Miriam Billington. "It was an elementary school play," she said. "This guy was reviewing it as though it was Broadway bound. Of course the sets looked cardboard. They were cardboard. Miss Taslimi's class made them, with extra help from Joey's mom." 10-year-old Franco Rodriguez, who played the leading role, was dismayed. "He hurt my feelings when he said that with a voice like Tevye's, it's a miracle his mule didn't go deaf as well as lame. I should have done soccer."
A terrible negative review of an elementary school play. Your last story of less than stellar journalistic endeavors comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
When Eula Grimes inherited the Elkston, Ohio Tribune-Star on the death of her father last June, readers noticed a change in tone. For example, Eula let off a front-page obituary of her dad with the revelation, since called into question, that she had been abducted as a child from a circus in which her real mother performed as a bareback rider. Eula went on to declare that going forward, the paper's reporting would be, quote, more passionate. Her efforts to make good on that pledge soon caused several staffers to resign, citing ethical concerns. Circulation increased slightly thanks to a cult following that formed around Eula's weekly column, The Emotional Truth, in which she often reflected upon how her life would have been different if she had been a circus star. Advertisers, however, were unimpressed, and last week Eula announced that the paper would cease publication. The photograph, most likely photoshopped, above Eula's last column showed her wearing a bespangled dress and standing on a great white horse.
All right, Crystal.
Wow, that was real tough.
It is. Here are your choices. Let me review them for you. From Charlie Pierce, a CD reviewer in music reviewer in Maxim magazine, giving a negative review to an album he had never heard. From Paula Poundstone, a negative review given to an elementary school play. And from Roy Blunt, Jr., the new editor of the Elston, Ohio Tribune-Star, devoting the paper to her own emotional truths as a former, she says, circus child. Which of these is the real story of journalistic malpractice?
I'm going to go with answer number A.
A, the first one?
Yes.
That would be Charlie's about the music critic. Is that your choice?
Yes.
All right. Well, we actually spoke to an expert in this form of journalism to bring you the right answer.
It's a thankless task having to listen to the new Britney Spears or the new Black Crowes. But, you know, you are supposed to listen to it at least once to verify that opinion. And, I mean, the whole point of getting paid to do a review is that you listen to the Black Crowes so everybody else doesn't have to.
That was our friend Jim DeRogatis, pop music critic for the Chicago Sun-Times and co-host of Sound Opinions, explaining why the reviewer at Maxim should have listened to the Black Crowes albums at least once before writing about it. You are, of course, correct. Congratulations, Charlie did have the real story. You have won our prize, Carl's voice, on your home answering machine.
Well, that's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
Thank you, Crystal from Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.